Imagine spending over 100,000 hours of your life in an environment that regularly dismisses your pain. This is the reality for millions of workers whose suffering goes unacknowledged daily. Whether it's Patty finding her desk relocated without warning, disconnecting her from meaningful relationships built over years, or LaShonda being denied time off after her mother-in-law's death, workplace suffering is pervasive yet often invisible. The financial impact is staggering. Less than 30% of American employees feel engaged at work worldwide. Worldwide, it's just 13%. This disengagement manifests in the "thank God it's Friday" culture, substance abuse to numb workplace pain, and heart attacks spiking 20% on Monday mornings. Our work is literally killing us. When suffering threatens to diminish capabilities like creativity and collaboration, compassion restores and strengthens them. By acknowledging suffering rather than ignoring it, organizations unlock their full human potential and gain significant competitive advantage. Compassion follows a four-part process: noticing suffering, interpreting it generously, feeling empathetic concern, and taking action. Unlike kindness or happiness, compassion addresses life's darker aspects while creating beneficial bonds between givers and receivers. Engineering manager Andy exemplified this when he noticed his top employee Zian's unusual quietness, learned about his sister's death in China, and responded with time off and emotional support. This raises important questions. Would the response differ for a lower performing employee? What about suffering from mental illness or addiction? Organizations shape compassion by influencing individual responses and coordinating resources to alleviate suffering. The same event triggers different responses across organizations based on values, communication channels, and leadership priorities. Compassion isn't being soft. It's recognizing our shared humanity in ways that enable people to bring their best selves to work.
Think compassion is just a nice-to-have soft skill? Think again. Research shows organizations with compassion demonstrate higher profitability, productivity, and customer retention. When organizations responded compassionately after 9/11, employees became more engaged. Where compassion was lacking, a third became actively disengaged, proving that when compassion is called for, your bottom line is at stake. Compassion drives sustainable strategic advantage through six critical capabilities. Innovation. Dr. Venkataswamy's Aravind Eye Clinics exemplify this perfectly. Inspired by McDonald's consistency but applied to eye surgery, they created a high-volume, low-cost model treating thousands daily while serving one-third of patients for free. Despite charging based on ability to pay, Aravind operates at a surplus. Their success came not despite, but because of the deep-seated compassion at its core. Service quality. When Monica had to cancel a hotel reservation due to her dog's terminal cancer, the booking agent responded with genuine care, waiving fees, and sending a personal note expressing sympathy. This authentic compassion created lasting brand loyalty no marketing campaign could match. Collaboration. Southwest Airlines' competitive advantage depends on rapid gate turnarounds, requiring seamless coordination among 12 different roles. Despite status differences, Southwest fosters cooperation through egalitarianism and caring values. Research on relational coordination shows that compassion-infused coordination significantly improves financial performance, efficiency, quality, and safety.
Suffering that goes unnoticed will never receive compassion. When Dorothy's husband was diagnosed with kidney failure, she hid her absences until they nearly led to termination under her company's attendance policy. Shame often causes people to conceal suffering, blocking compassion. When her manager Sandeep noticed her unusual behavior, he practiced inquiry work, questioning from curiosity rather than assumptions. By securing a waiver for her attendance points, he alleviated Dorothy's suffering and retained a valuable employee whose loyalty deepened through his response. Three interpretations block compassion: blaming someone for their suffering, deciding they don't deserve concern, or concluding we lack capacity to help.
To awaken compassion, we need generous interpretations, giving people the benefit of the doubt by assuming they are good, capable, and worthy of compassion. This means suspending judgment when encountering workplace failures. Making generous interpretations doesn't mean avoiding difficult situations. Sometimes compassion requires letting people go, as Terrell showed when his employee William was arrested for drug addiction. Rather than reacting impulsively, Terrell processed his emotions, met William privately, listened with empathy, but ultimately suggested William focus on treatment instead of work. Empathy works both automatically through synchronized brain patterns and through conscious choice. We can develop skills like perceptive engagement, attunement, and mindful attention to choose empathy when workplace factors threaten it. Compassion at work manifests through improvisational actions tailored to specific situations. When Nazima learned her niece Faith had died, her colleague Ed immediately responded, "Your sister needs you. Don't worry about the meeting. I'll handle everything," initiating compassion moves that supported her while maintaining workflow. Common compassion moves include flexible time for coping with suffering, task flexibility and protection from overwhelming communications, regular monitoring as circumstances evolve, reassurance about job security during absences, meaningful rituals, and memorials. Compassion works even in difficult situations like downsizing. When managers meet personally with departing employees and express compassion, suffering decreases. Similarly, addressing the loss with remaining employees helps reduce isolation and grief. Compassion competence emerges from collective patterns of noticing, interpreting, feeling, and acting to alleviate suffering. When Zeke suffered a severe mountain biking accident, his TechCo colleagues quickly filled the hospital waiting room, and his manager alerted executives, activating broader organizational networks. Compassion competence can be measured through four dimensions. Speed. TechCo maintained sustained attention for Zeke and his family for months, coordinating visits throughout his extended hospitalization. Scope of resources. Resources included colleagues' presence, manager's attention, emotional support, flexible recovery time, meals, a cell phone, errand help, and childcare. Magnitude of resources. Employees donated unused vacation time converted to cash, while managers secured matching funds from both European and U.S. headquarters with CEO approval. Customization. TechCo built a workstation at Zeke's rehabilitation center, provided a modified laptop with secure access, and organized a Hanukkah party when they discovered the center wouldn't have one. Leaders serve as repositories for our worries and aspirations during times of suffering. They shape organizational social architecture and influence compassion through symbolic power and direct action. Bob Chapman transformed his failing company, Barry Wetmiller, by adopting stewardship as a core value, seeing how workplace compassion created positive effects at home, even improving one team member's marriage. Crisis situations reveal true organizational values. Phil Lynch's leadership at Reuters during 9/11 exemplifies compassionate crisis response, establishing a command center with the priority of people first, then customers, then the business. This transformed Reuters' compassion competence, with one employee noting, "I knew Reuters was a wonderful machine, but now I know it is a wonderful machine with a great big heart." As technology transforms work, organizations increasingly need human ingenuity, which suffering can crush if unaddressed. Compassion isn't merely nice to have, but the hidden heart of strategic success. The challenge is designing workplaces that awaken compassion, where people can bring their full humanity to work and thrive together through life's inevitable suffering.